This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Governor Jared Polis has issued a mass pardon for people with past convictions for psilocybin and psilocin. The governor made the announcement today at the 2025 Psychedelic Conference in Denver. The move is similar to his pardons of cannabis convictions in 2020. He acknowledged the pardon will only include a handful of psilocybin possession convictions at the state level, but he encouraged local jurisdictions to follow suit. A new report finds Colorado made historic gains in health insurance coverage largely due to the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. But as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, they may now be at risk.
Colorado ranked 10th overall in a state health performance scorecard from the Commonwealth Fund. It has one of the lowest adult obesity rates, and its hospitals got better than average patient experience ratings, but it scored poorly for suicide deaths and alcohol deaths. Its uninsured rate dropped for both adults and children after Medicaid was expanded by the ACA, also called Obamacare. The group warns proposed changes in the federal budget bill, like Medicaid cuts and expiring health care tax credits, could erode that progress. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Immigration officials have been ordered not to deport the family of a man accused in the Boulder firebombing. U.S. District Judge Orlando L. Garcia extended the pause on the deportation of the wife and five children of Mohammed Suleiman. The family is currently in an immigration detention facility in Texas. Homeland Security officials promised to quickly deport the family, but a Colorado-based judge and then Garcia in Texas have both halted them from doing so. Garcia's new temporary restraining order will last 14 days or until a court dissolves it. Temperatures by Friday in Denver and across parts of the Front Range could hit 100 degrees by Friday. This is CPR News in KRCC.